The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern drawl. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free, hipster.
Friends and neighbors, I am Z from HipsterPlease.com and the managing editor over at GeekDad.com, and this is Radio Free Hipster, episode number 56. Today I started off the show by taking you to space. Compliments of Southside's epic instrumental, Spacewalk, from foul-mouthed 2006 garage rap masterpiece, Please Southside, Don't Hurt 'Em. That one is actually free on the guy's Bandcamp. In case you would like to see the shape of the Seattle underground hip-hop scene circa, you know, last decade. And while you're over there picking that up, you can also cop Whitey Crackers strictly from a streamer's, which is where this next track comes from. And it is called Make It Pwn Them.
Make it all out for the we are in the no manners. Something through the web with my .NET scanners. Rude boy with financial planners. Shuttering them Gibsons like old school cameras. Doing damage. Got a root kit set to download all the things on your laptop. Like a slap chop. Slice up the game from a virtual box snapshot. I can phone in from an internet cafe. I got 5 proxies and lots of OJ. Call me Chakotay. I'm a commander.
You don't say.
I've been running voyages, whoa, gang. True crypt on the train, backtrack on the plane. Skin on these passwords, man. Go go in flight, tunnel in the Amazon. Don't take it then, just like it with my cash on.
You must rock the beers, turn up the beers, and let them.
Then I showed them just how a spaceman get down. Track everything in Ableton and mix down. Fly it up the internet and find it under his sound. I've been around 3 decades. Ain't getting any younger, so bitches better hit play. But I refine, I've sharpened my skills with the whetstone, the internet, and pharmaceutical pills. No matter how many distros are limited, come rolling out with patches, I'm still gonna finish. Flash root off like it was a game of Quidditch. Cause I got shells in the meantime, like Greenwich. I'm a dentist and extract files like a molder. Problems with my self-control, I'm bipolar. Hack the planet, man's what I'm screaming. All up in my single demon, yeah, dreaming.
See myself,
no
peace, I love the peace, I let them.
Camouflage. Hey.
Number 5. You got away?
Yep.
Used to be me. Update table love. Said love equal true. Where name equals you. One record updated. Delete from table mine. Where love equals true. And name is not like you. And name is not like you. Select star from my heart. Where love equals true. Inner join on me to you. Inner join on me. Update table heart. Said tears equal now. Where tears are greater than two. And cause equals me. Delete from event. Where angry equals true. And subject equals me. And subject equals me. Drop table bitterness. drop table jealousy. Create index good on table mind. Excess tonight. Select star from my heart, where love equals true. Inner join on me to you. Inner join on me to you. Use DBU. Select star from table heart, where love equals true. And name equals me. Zero records returned. Used to be me. Drop. Take.
Bother me that I shouldn't let bother me, and I feel sorry like I should be stronger. I know I shouldn't listen to the insults or the heckles, but I listen and they all stick with me longer. My friend Michael Bain told me this is because we're evolved to remember the things that endanger us. If I was an animal searching for food, I would always be vigilant for things that are dangerous. So if I'm in real life or reading the comments, I'll always remember those who crossed the line. And not all the wonderful women and children who tell us we've helped them by speaking our mind. If it is negative, I'll memorize it fast, 'cause I am sensitive, not just a badass. I am sensitive. I am a badass. I act like I'm cocky. I have a persona, 'cause I don't wanna seem like I'm open for feedback. But that's just because I internalize everything that I should redact. I don't know if it's clear, but that's just who I have to be. I love my friends. I love them so much more than me. It feels like they all know just who they want to be. And I'll always feel lucky that anyone talks to me. Signings. I'm so scared about emails from moderate straight cis white males that I stop myself writing when I feel like I'm whining. Don't tell me to calm down. Don't tell me it will pass. I'm not just sensitive. I am a badass. If you haven't yet realized that we are political, you haven't heard us, so we will start yelling. I often want to burn the world. Sometimes I'm an anarchist. Sometimes I'm a pacifist. I just want us all to love each other.
instead of just what we are earning. I'm a survivor, and if you're a survivor too, we want you to know both of us believe you. You have the strength, and though all of the scars may last, you can be sensitive and still a badass. Say it. I am sensitive. I am a badass. 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 I am sensitive.
But I'm excited to see my sweet, sweet darling just a-waiting for me. I look around, oh, where could she be? Just sitting on the couch, Sherlock on the TV. I say, hey, pretty baby, can I cuddle up to you? And then a little later, there's something we ought to do. She says, please be quiet, I don't wanna miss this. I think Sherlock and Watson are finally gonna kiss. My baby's in love with Benedict Cumberbatch. Wants to get in bed with Cumberbund Bandersnatch. Gonna run away with Bandicoot Chatterpants. Now what am I going to do? So we watch some movies and I put Star Trek on, but she just wants to feel the wrath of Khan. Only Alan Turing could ever crack her code, and she knows Peter Gillum would find her mole. She's even willing to watch Bilbo Baggins, because that smog is one sexy dragon. Why does she read all that Sherlock fanfic? He's just high-functioning sociopathic. My baby's in love with Benedict Cumberbatch. Wants to get in bed with Bombadil Waffle Smack. Gonna run away with Butterscotch Ampersand. Now what am I going to do? Sweetie's gone away. I guess I should have known she would leave me one day. I don't know what she sees. I guess she thinks he's hotter. But if you ask me, he kinda looks like an otter. My baby's in love with Benedict Cumberbatch. Wants to get in bed with cucumber bacon splat. Gonna run away with snorkels in custard bath. Now what am I going to do? My baby's in love with Benedict Cumberbatch. Wants to get in bed with Curdle Smith Bramble Thrash. Gonna run away with Fraggle Rock Cabbage Patch. Now what am I going to do? Oh, what am I going to do? Now what am I going to do?
At the top of that set, Whitey Cracker went a little bit dancehall with Make It Pondem, which was followed by Sequel Love from Minnesota's Faithful Sidekicks. After that was my favorite track from the new DoubleClicks release, Sensitive Badass, which led us to closer My Baby's in Love with Benedict Cumberbatch from Boy Meets Robot's the robots will kill us all. And since we ended that set on a little bit of a mellow note, let's turn shit up with the musical Texas Tornado that is Married with Sea Monsters. This is Murder Face.
Torchlight, killing orcs tonight. We in a basement, but in my head we in the woods. Slay a dragon just so maybe I can pick up his goods. I run with some hoods, half elves and some halflings to boot. Roll up on a nobleman and I am yanking his loot. And then I split like a Vulcan, live like a soul in. Got a big chest, a lockpick, I get it open. Hand me Cheetos, they got +2 to chill. Got a higher constitution, you ain't touching my will. You think that you're ill? Better than me, see about that. You're just beginning while I'm rolling out a level 20 rap. Don't worry about stat, worry about my attack of opportunity. I burn you like a third degree, so wicked you won't mention me like Voldemort. Except my magic missile never fails. AC infinity, yo, I'm the legend of your fairy tales. I'm a player and I'm feeling just fine,
yeah.
I think the DM's maybe losing his mind.
Word.
The next level, yo, I'm making it mine. Peep game, check name, take aim at the 20-sided rhyme. I'm a player and I'm feeling just fine,
yeah.
I think the DM's maybe losing his mind.
Word.
The next level, yo, I'm making it mine. Peep game, check name, take aim at the 20-sided rhyme.
Crit fail, oh my friend, you made a mistake. So many heroes laid a waste that started causing a wake. You should've waited in the bank instead of storming this gate. A necromancer, check out all the undead I can create. Get your eraser and update your HP. You're facing your destruction, what you're really facing is me. I'm like the evilest NBM that your group ever seen. Eliminate your backup characters and pewter figurines. Hold secrets on the side of the screen. So many traps are on this map, you guys aren't getting that clean. You might as well clean up your soda cans and kill the TV. Because a wizard 6 feet under will not earn the XP. All I do all day is plot up ways to keep you unstable. Yo, comic books are fun, but there are just no knights here at this dinner table. Call me geeking, now I'm freaking, yo, I flex my technique. Study up your monster manual, I'll see you next week. I'm the DM and the world will be mine.
Yes.
These players basically are wasting my time. The campaign that I run is divine. Peep game, check name, take game at the 20-sided rhyme. I'm the DM and the world will be mine.
Yes.
These players basically are wasting my time. The campaign that I run is divine. Peep game, check name, take game at the 20-sided rhyme.
Welcome to Dorina Central. May I take your order, please?
Yeah. Now, that's when everyone seems to want it, but the catch is to have it. That way you'll be dropping some standards to pander. The desire is haunting your digestive system. Why best you listen? Yeah.
The clown in the mask, so brilliant. At a disadvantage, they manage to serve a billion. Milkshakes in the shade, I'ma get it done. Chocolate, strawberry, and a vanilla.
Was a prepubescent teen trying to get my McRib on at McD's. Cause I heard about the deal, all you can't eat. Too bad it tasted like cardboard pressed and rib-shaped depressing.
So if you're hungover or if you're wasted, it's a cheap way you can stuff your faces. If you can't wait or don't know the basics, clean your whole plate but don't know what the taste is.
It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. And I wanna get it now and after that too. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. And the starting and the starting and the starting.
That's so delicious. After feel sick, sadomasochistic. Like fat kids have sad statistics. Self-inflicted, yo, mind your business. It's all about the cash and the gift certificates. See-through napkins, greasy fingertips. Go get the kids so ignorant. Never have to ask them, Jimmy, where you doing?
You know, you can dip fries and frosties, but you lost me in a whole vegetarian costume. Cause it's poppy, you're missing opportunities lofty that are not needed. Don't play like it's too costly, you're just talking like some undercooked monkey in a 3 in the a.m. joint. Joint your posse with bark, cause the parts which you served at mock speed. And your farts are like darts that just make me not eat. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. And I wanna get it now and after that too. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. And the scars in and the starch in, cause we're starving. Salt and the grease are just calling me. It's hard to be giving a damn about the methods used to process, transport, and serve that meat. The grossest handles are formed at 3 centimeters above the hips. That's pushing skin 3 inches out. No doubt that you're never gonna fit into the size 2 dress. Eating 2 burger combos, fuck a dude they want.
Drive through, I'm obliged to. Wait in line on my mind, it's fried food. Supersizing my fries and my thighs too. I'ma die with the burger in a pint of brew. Quick, beep the image on the televised tube. Toys and the gimmicks, we've been hella lied too. Well, if I knew, I would sympathize, dude. I can't get breakfast in the afternoon.
It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. And I wanna get it now and after that too. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. It's the fast track to fast what? Fast food. Get those carbs in and the starch in, cause we're starving.
You want Bill Sperm with that?
No!
While you'd be building cities, I'd be knocking them down. While you'd stack the little pieces up, I'd dig the big ones out. And I'd get so strung up and rambling about the unfair way things happen in this life, that you'd stand me down like a fix-it man and plan how to piece me back right. Then block by block, brick by brick, you build me back up, bit by bit, and pull me out of my head. Show me how beautiful the world is, open up my eyes again. Block by block, brick by brick, I fall too fast in and getting caught up in things, but you pull me out of my head. Tell me that the world is made. Make it a Lego arcade machine. We'd argue over the colors of the walls and the crooked chimney. And I'd get so involved in proclaiming how that crooked chimney should be set straight that I'd slam my fist down hard enough that the house would tumble and break. Pull me out of
heard Mary Amber with a song about the power of human resilience and also about Lego. It was called Block by Block. Prior to that was some classic mastication era, more or less. Fast Food featuring Timbuktu. Before that one was Beefy's 20-sided rhyme, which is available on both The Adventures of Beef Thompson Vampire Hunter and a little compilation that I put together of the same name, 20-sided rhymes. And it all started off with Murderface from Married with Sea Monsters. Because we have clearly not had some Cat Dixon up in this piece in entirely too long. And that's it, folks. I am done. I am still, relatively speaking, freshly back from Dragon Con. An experience that I managed to survive somehow, despite all of Chuck from Sci-Fried's aid to the contrary. And I think I'm maybe still hungover, like a week and a half later, if that is in fact humanly possible. And with that in mind, let us end on that solemn spiritual, Jesus gave me water, but what I wanted was a PBR, by the holiest of holies, Roanoke's Ill Butts. Now, if you'd like to gab about the songs on this episode, or suggest a band or a track that you think I dig, or help me mock Stevie D's choice in beer, please feel free to hit me up via the power of the internet. I can be found at geekdad.com and at hipsterplease.com, your source for news, reviews, and interviews, and maybe, just maybe, a miracle. But probably not.
I'm going to have red, swollen hands tomorrow. My wrist ain't even all the way here yet.
All right, ready?
Ready to go to hell?
Oh, I'm feeling good, better.
Yeah, let's go. Hey.
Whoa, Jesus, I gave me water.
Gave me water.
Jesus gave me water.
Gave me water.
Jesus, I gave me water.
Gave me water.
Water was a PBR. Oh, Jesus, I gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus, I gave me water.
Gave me water.
But it was not
PBR.
Well, Jesus came down from Galilee. Saw me chilling with a dry ass throat.
Oh, yeah.
He said, Stephen D, tell me, how do you be? I said, I'm chilling with a dry ass throat.
Uh-huh.
Well, he looked at me with a holy kind of scowl, and then he told me this. He said, I'll give you some water, and I know that's not your odor, but PBR tastes like piss.
Talk
I said, excuse me, Jesus, I gave me water.
Gave me water.
Jesus gave me water.
Gave me water.
Jesus, I gave me water.
Gave me water.
What I wanted was a PBR. Oh, Jesus, I gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus, I gave me water.
Gave me water.
But it was not
PBR.
Well, Jesus looked at me, and he told me all the lepers drink PBR. I said, well, call me a leper. I don't joke with Dr. Pepper on the moonshine from a jar.
Ha!
He
yeah.
said, I guess I'll go on a beer run. Can you throw me a 10? I'm a little short. I said, it's PBR, not caviar. Yeah, here's a 5 and bring me back some new
porn. Oh, yeah,
I said,
on.
Jesus, I gave me water.
Gave me water.
Jesus gave me water.
Gave me water.
Jesus, I gave me water.
Gave me water.
What I wanted was a PBR. Oh, Jesus, I gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus. I gave me water.
Gave me water.
But it was not
PBR.
Well, waiting for the days and for 40 nights for Jesus and my PBR.
Oh, yeah. Yum.
I'm chilling in Jerusalem. The store's in Damascus. I ain't think that it was that far. And then Perm called me. Told me 39 days ago he ran into Jesus. He said they drank some PBR. Smoked a pack of Newports. And then they turned the Zips into Adidas. Oh,
yeah.
Was that Jesus? I gave me water.
Gave me water.
Jesus gave me water.
Gave me water.
Jesus, I gave me water.
Gave me water.
What I wanted was a PBR. Oh, Jesus, I gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus, I gave me water.
Gave me water.
But it was not
PBR.
Yeah.
What
are
you talking about?
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Oh, that felt good. That felt good. Woo.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.